Allstate.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the ProXPN call-in line. You can call in toll-free. The number again is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is the program where you can call in and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We are live this Saturday evening. It is Mark with you.
And Brett.
Brett is from SchoolSucksProject.com. And Brett, you're kind of an educational expert.
Yeah, I like to consider myself that. And I spent a lot of years as a teacher and a tutor. And I've been doing this podcast now for about 4 years. We have a YouTube channel. And the most important thing that we're trying to do is help people understand the difference between school and education, because when you tell somebody that you have problems, you know, with a government school, their first question is, well, how will these children be educated? You know?
Yeah, and it's not just government school specifically. By the way, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk about what we're talking about or talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. But I went to a private school from kindergarten through eighth grade. Mm. And I think that the private school model is influenced heavily by the public school model. I don't know what the number of students that go to public school are, but it's 90-something percent, it seems to
me. Yeah, yeah. It's over 90%, I would say. And that's unfortunate, because most of my teaching experience was in private school in Vermont, and we were beholden to all the same state regulations, and inspectors came in and would ask questions about what we're doing. And, you know, my first day there, I was handed a copy of the Vermont state standards, which was interesting, because that's not what you usually think of when you think of private school. You think that the people who own the school would have ownership over what is taught there, that parents would have some say in what is going on at the school. Granted, it was a different kind of private school, but I was surprised. I learned a lot about the government school system while I was indeed a private school employee.
And one thing that I found personally for my education, I have never been a teacher, but I haven't been a student like so many people have.
Right.
And it seems to me that one thing that we see that's pretty common in all kinds of different education is that as kids get older, they want less and less to do with school. And at some point or another, they begin to get cynical. And I kind of feel like that cynicism tends to work upon other people's cynicism. So, you know, the cool kid in school says, I don't want to be here. Nobody who's cool would want to be here. And then pretty quick, the next coolest kid's like, yeah, yeah. And then everybody's like, I don't want to be here either. This place stinks. And it becomes equivalent to a day prison. I'm not saying that they're not teaching kids, you know, valuable stuff. But when I was in school, I felt like, at the private school, I felt like the teachers were the authorities when it came to teaching, when there's only one person in this whole world that can teach you.
Yeah,
And it's not a teacher. It's not a person, you know, if you can read, thank a teacher. If you can read, thank yourself, because you wanted it badly enough.
Yeah, we have a teacher built into ourselves, and it's called curiosity, I think. I think that's the most important thing. And what you're talking about with, you know, kids reaching that age, I mean, when kids are small, adults are just magical creatures who can drive cars and make meals, and it's amazing, you know. But by the time you reach the age of 12 and 13 and your body starts to change a little bit, and maybe you get your first girlfriend and you start to get some not just physical but intellectual independence, and that resistance is, in spite of school, a natural transformation taking place, where there's, you know, what that protest that comes out, that starts as an internal dialogue, you know, where the kid in a very healthy way, or the child in a very healthy way, is starting to ask questions, starting to look at all these contradictions that have been forced into their minds, and they're starting to try and get rid of those contradictions. That's a good process. That's leading in a good place.
And there's, you know, whatever it is that you're teaching a class of 30 kids, and it doesn't matter whether it's public school or private school or whatever, you're teaching some kids that don't need to know it.
Yeah.
I remember in kindergarten, this is back when kids couldn't read in kindergarten. I think now they can do that. But when I was in kindergarten, we were being shown the word cat on a Monday morning. And we had actually apparently seen this word the week before, but it's Monday morning and everybody's dumb, right?
Yeah.
Now, there was one kid in the room that the teacher said, "Now, Roger, you're not allowed to answer this," because Roger could read.
Yeah.
But the rest of us couldn't. And somebody, anybody, tell me what this word says on the board. Anybody, Bueller, and nobody could tell her, besides obviously Roger.
Roger.
And Roger was told, "Hey, Roger, zip it." Now, Roger didn't actually stay with us at that school for whatever reason. He went on someplace else, and I believe that's his name. And if it's not, it doesn't really matter. It's not like I've given his last name. But would Roger have been essentially held back by the rest of the class, you know, because of his age, kept in a class where learning wouldn't have been, I mean, you know, wouldn't have worked out quite as well for him?
Well, I think that's a challenge that, you know, everybody's in a different place, and the goal of school has to be for that kind of bureaucratic efficiency. Everybody has to be kind of moving at the same speed. So you have some kids who might learn a little differently. Maybe they have challenges that other kids don't, and they're being kind of dragged along to go faster. And then, of course, Roger, who is practically ready to be a veterinarian at this point, is being, you know, held back while everybody else tries to sound out Cat. I hope you were trying to sound it out.
I don't think we knew how to sound it out. This was really back in the day. Maybe they were using the C-Say method. I have no clue.
Yeah, yeah.
By first grade, we were, you know, handling some small sentences and that kind of thing. But now I get the impression that kids can read earlier. Academics are really stressed in schools, which I don't think necessarily is a great thing either. If you look at Waldorf or Montessori, these schools don't stress academics early on, as I understand it. I'm no expert in this area. But so, you know, it really makes you wonder who's right and who's wrong. And if I'm forced to pay for an education system, I would hope they're right. But we don't know.
Well, there's no way they could be right for everybody.
How could they possibly?
It's like saying plan everyone's dinner. You know, I think education is that diverse.
Yeah, it has to be. My young son wants nothing more than to learn about planets and stars and comets and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, there's other kids that want to learn about dinosaurs, young boys that want to learn about dinosaurs or marine life or a variety of other things. It's interesting that all these creatures are essentially otherworldly. But, you know, that's where their interest lies. And if you sit them down and try to teach them, you know, teach the dinosaur one marine life or try to teach the planet one dinosaurs, you're going to get all kinds of pushback. And whereas if you just teach the kid that wants to learn about planets and dinosaur kid dinosaurs and those kind of things, they'll actually internalize that stuff and they'll probably remember a lot more. I took trigonometry and analytic geometry in high school. I couldn't tell you what a sine, cosine, or a tangent really are. I just don't remember.
Yeah. So you start with that intrinsic motivation that this young person has for this subject. And I've seen this in action with very young kids, even kids with who would have been labeled, you know, learning disabled or certainly behaviorally challenged by the public school system. But in an out-of-school environment where they had more control over their own educational experience, their intrinsic motivation could be could have momentum that would carry their learning forward. That builds confidence.
So you think kids learn better out of school than they do in school?
Oh, absolutely. I think school is in the way. And think about,
what is school then? What's the purpose of school?
Oh, no. Do we really want to get into this?
Well, I guess I want to know.
All right. Well,
I mean, to me, you want me to posit a suggestion?
Yes, please.
It's a middle-class welfare babysitting program.
That's part of it. I think it's also a jobs program for, you know, bureaucrats. And, folks, I hate to say it, but if you go back and you look at the intentions of the people who set up this system, one of the major pieces behind government schooling was the scientific management of a population that was going to be told they were free, right? You can't tell people that they're free and then not control how they think, or at least constrain their thinking to a spectrum of safe ideas. That's and I can go into all kinds of details if you wish. I know that's shocking when people hear this. But school and education, this is where we started this segment, school and education are closer to antonyms than synonyms, as far as I'm concerned.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got any questions for Brett of SchoolSucksProject.com.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking this segment to Brett, last segment, I should say, to Brett Vinoy. Am I saying that right? How close am I coming?
That's pretty close. That's closer than most people, but I usually pronounce it from Vinot.
Vinot, yeah. just for people who don't understand that French people don't say, just like a whole mess of consonants at the end of and vowels at the end of the words.
You know, I tell people have fun with it.
You don't want to get too wrapped up in it. It's really, there's no point in it. I am not the pronunciation of my last name.
Exactly.
Yep, I got you. I feel the same way. And School Sucks Projects is, well, it's a podcast that you do on a pretty regular basis. Been doing it for how long?
4 years.
And in it, you talk to people about, you know, you talk to people and address their concerns in the area of education, because it's really kind of concerning when you think about, taking responsibility for your child's education, I guess.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we pursued a lot of different areas of study on the show. And like I said at the end of the last segment, I want to differentiate school from education, but I also want to show people what education can be. And we've done a lot of series that fill in gaps that I think are left by school, because, you know, school plus college gives a lot of people this counterfeit knowledge. I mean, if you talk to a sophomore at Cornell University, they think they're pretty smart, you know.
Okay.
They think they've got it all figured out. And what I really think...
Don't people of that age pretty much think that anyway, though?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of adults who might be watching Fox News or listening to Rush Limbaugh, or on the other side, you know, Keith Olbermann or MSNBC, or reading the New York Times. That's the worst. Mm-hmm. And they feel the same way, because they learned in school that actually learning was an arduous and boring process. So what they want is either easy answers, and this is just my assessment just from the people that I've dealt with in my life, they want easy answers, or they want to find sources of media that are going to feed their confirmation bias. They want to hear somebody who looks official in a beautiful, nice suit with a, you know, all these fancy graphics that say the O'Reilly factor and fair and balance, saying to them exactly what they already believe, right? They don't want to have the beliefs they're comfortable with challenged.
Confirmation bias is fascinating when you've seen sort of scientific work on people and how they react when faced with facts that are contrary to their way of being. And, you know, I know this is true with me in my life. I try very hard to be open-minded, but I think everybody thinks they're open-minded. I think you're going to find very few people that say, well, I'm closed-minded and I don't like new ideas.
Yeah.
But... I don't know whether I am in fact open-minded. I think it's great that one might even be asking the question, am I open-minded, right? Like, that's a good place to start for open-mindedness, but I don't think any of us are. I just, you know, what else, how could we possibly be? Because you're building your life on a foundation of what you believe to be facts.
Sure.
And until you can sort of show that those facts, whatever they might be, are not true, then, yeah, well, you know, even if not every one of these square pegs fits in these round holes, I'm going with it.
And this is why, you know, when I thought of the most effective outreach that I could do, using my talents and my experience, it was trying to connect with people who were preferably under 25 years old, who don't have such a solid foundation of belief that they've already built a life on. I would have really been shooting myself in the foot if I started a podcast where I'm trying to reach 50-year-old public school teachers. You know, I think the kids are, that message, school sucks, already resonates with them, and then that provides a window into some of these other ideas, like what you cover on Free Talk Live.
It's scary. School sucks is it's a scary term for teachers and parents and things like that.
Absolutely.
Though.
Yeah.
And we found a lot of backlash in Keene just by holding people held signs at the local middle school saying the school sucks podcast.com, and like the teachers are going, you know, running around like it's a fire drill trying to do something about it. It's fascinating. Let's go to Mark calling in from Manchester, New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You know, I'm not used to being in the first seat here on Free Talk Live, and the possibility certainly exists that I have pushed some kind of wrong button. So let's just go ahead and put Mark on hold, and we'll let the People that deal with blinking boxes figure this stuff out, because it's certainly not my strong suit.
Isn't that interesting that the whole world out there listening to us tonight, and it would be the town that I'm from, it calls first.
Maybe they know you, maybe they don't. I don't know the answer. So you had suggested in the last segment that there might have been some kind of deep, dark conspiracy around education and the creation of education in this country or around the world.
The conspiracies are endless. They range from the Ku Klux Klan to the UNESCO, the Division of the United Nations. And the reason why, I'll tell you this, when you have a system like this where you say what we do is we round up all of these impressionable young minds and we trap them in this building where we control what goes in those minds, there's going to be a line out the door and around the corner to be in charge of that.
Yep.
And, the story that I always tell is, the Prussian Empire going back to the beginning of the 1800s. But this continues right up until the present day, right into the 21st century. There are still groups vying for control. I'm happy to go into detail if people want to.
I think we got Mark on the line.
Yeah.
Mark, can you hear me now?
Hi, guys. This is Mark Warden.
Oh, hey, Mark Warden.
Oh, hey, Mark Warden.
This is Mark Warden, who is the Porcupine, who owns Porcupine Real Estate here in New Hampshire.
And tonight I want to talk about education. I've heard this notion that people have circadian rhythms, and they start changing when you become a teenager or adolescent. And so it seems that when you're in high school, maybe junior high or high school, kids start wanting to stay up later at night, and they sort of become night owls, at least some of them do. Yet high school hours make you start earlier and earlier when people are underperforming. Someone in a perfect world, if schools were designed to actually educate the children instead of just accommodate the parents, if they would start at a different hour or maybe have different shifts.
I think they would.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I certainly think that they would, and this is a challenge that I've heard people who have pulled their kids out of school to, pursue either homeschooling or unschooling. They say it can take, there's a decompression period that can last a couple months, because remember, in school, you're asking permission to go to the bathroom and speak, and you're also not really in control of when you eat, or certainly not in control of when you get up. So there is a period of adjustment that some parents have told me can last several months of them just being, acclimating to being in charge of their own bodily functions and physical needs.
You know, half the time in school, probably more than half the time, but let's just go with half the time at school.
Sure.
I felt under physical threat. I felt like school was to some extent a war zone. Consider, I went to a private school a good portion of the time,
mm-hmm.
One of the top costliest schools in the town whence I came, and I still felt threatened by individuals, other students, all the time. And I can only imagine what it must be like for a person who lives like that, and I don't know what it's like for everybody, but I know what it was like for me.
Yeah.
But what it was like for them, just kind of, I don't have to deal with this anymore. Some people call that socialization. Is bullying socialization?
No.
855-453 Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brett.
855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, we let you take control of the airwaves. We do it 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That can be, you know, you're going to have to figure that out for your time zone. Because here, we've gotten calls from every continent on Earth here on Free Talk Live. Except for that darn Antarctica. Look, if you're a scientist in Antarctica listening to my program, please just give us a quick ring so I can stop saying the except for Antarctica thing.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Speaking of which, I've forgotten to mention this, and I constantly forget to mention it, is if you want to use Skype to call us, you can do that. Our username is lrn.fm. And if you go there, just, you know, type in LRN.FM, that's Liberty Radio Network.FM, and you'll find us, send us a, one of those friend requesty things, and that way you can call in, we'll approve it, we approve everybody, and you can call in anytime, and it sounds great.
Doesn't it? Isn't it amazing?
It really is stunning, especially like right in the headphones.
You know, so. It's interesting that we're surrounded by thousands and thousands of dollars of radio equipment to really get this professional sound. I'm envious of these microphones right in front of me. And
I have a fine microphone, there's no doubt.
Half the show could wind up being dominated by somebody calling in on a 1970s rotary phone.
Yeah,
you know?
You know, the fact is the technology of the copper pair through which many of these phone calls come,
yeah,
it's really old technology. Tenny. Old. You know, Watson, can you hear me, Watson? I mean, it's old crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we do. It's, you know, continue perpetuating old technology and build upon it. Let's go to Ramon calling in from Miami. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? I was actually just coming from the grocery store real quick, and I went outside, and all my neighbors were looking up in the sky, and we saw three flying red lights, like hovering and doing weird formations.
I don't know what to say about that. I know there's supposed to be a meteor shower coming up here in the relatively near future, but I thought that's what you were going to say, is that stuff in the sky is going on, meteors. What were these? Describe these red lights to me a little more thoroughly.
Yeah, and I'd also like to know what the word on the street was. What are people thinking this is?
One of my neighbors actually thought it might have been military, but most of us were disagreeing or at least thinking otherwise, because the way they were hovering and making patterns and then slowly cruising and speeding up at relatively fast speeds, if they're military, they're nothing that we've seen or that they've told us that we have, because I have two brothers in the military, pretty high-ranking officers, and I'm not so sure that they were military. I'm out here looking now, but I don't see anything other than a few police helicopters and a lot of police activity. But they were pretty low flying and just really, really bright red lights in the sky.
And, let me ask you this.
Did
anyone get probed?
Not that I know of. Maybe out. They were pretty far away, man. But I don't think so. I think we all had our tinfoil hats, so we were pretty good.
And, you know, so you just saw, like, it was just lights. There weren't any shapes to which the lights were attached?
They were pretty high, man, so I'm not sure. I couldn't, it's dark already down here. So all I could really make out was just bright red lights, man. And I'm familiar with most aircraft because growing up as a kid, I wanted to be a pilot. So I'm really interested in different military crafts growing up around different bases and stuff.
There's specific physics that aircraft abide by, and you know, when you see something that doesn't abide by those kind of physics, it can be very disconcerting.
Sure.
Yeah, and I was trying to, you know, figure, hey, maybe they're blimps, and, you know, run down the list of what it could be, and all the neighbors and myself pretty much came to the assumption that either it's some top military unclassified spacecraft or, you know, otherworldly, or otherworldly, I should say, because it just was freaking everybody out. I'm still kind of nervous myself because it's not the first time I've seen it, but it was pretty long this time. Usually when I see lights in the sky, it's just like something cruising across and it'll disappear, but these were just sitting there, and then all the police activity has to kind of freak people out.
And all you could see was the lights. So I don't know if could you describe the movement that you saw? You said it was quick, unlike any aircraft that you had seen, right?
Yeah, when I first saw them, they were stationary in a triangular shape. And then they started moving across the sky pretty slowly. They were just cruising along, not really in any shape. And then they sped up pretty fast and moved across the sky and got back into shape, and then they started changing colors, and I'm not sure if they cut the lights off or if they just dimmed it to a different color, but you couldn't really make out the red for a while. It looked like a dark, a pretty dim white, or maybe just, you know, cut off the lights or whatnot, but
I'm ready to believe.
Weird.
I'm you know, Ramon, if you had called in about ghosts or mummies or angels, I wouldn't be on board. But, yeah, I think this UFO stuff is very compelling, but I do have one warning about this. Have you ever heard of a guy named Wernher von Braun?
I believe I have.
Name rings a bell?
If he's the guy who warned about Project Bluebeam and the last government trap to try to get the people to go into a one-world government.
I'm pretty impressed. There was, and I can just fill people in on the details. Wernher von Braun, Mark, was a Nazi scientist.
Okay.
He was brought to America.
Sounds like it's a conspiracy theory already.
He was
brought
to America to work on the rocket program, and he apparently at one point he worked with this woman named Carol Rosset. She gave testimony in the year 2000 to something called Project Disclosure that wanted the government to open up all its files on unidentified flying objects. And she told Project Disclosure in her testimony that Wernher von Braun told her, I believe in the 1970s, that first they would use the Soviets, the government, and this is the conspiracy theory of trying to centralize control of the world under one government. First they would use the Soviets, and then they would use terrorists and rogue states. And then they would use asteroids, which we may have already seen play out in the movies, right?
Okay.
Everyone getting together to stop an asteroid. And then they would use aliens.
Hmm. And that's how they're going to bring people together under their, umbrella of power?
Didn't Ronald Reagan say that in, 1983 or 1984 when he was talking about the problems or the tensions? At that time, there was some tense times in the early
80s. If only we could be attacked by aliens, then the world would come together, that meme. Because I've heard it before.
And then Paul Krugman chimed in and said it would also help the economy if a bunch of stuff got destroyed.
Paul Krugman loves himself a broken window. There's no doubt about it. I find this... I've often found these ideas quite laughable.
Yeah, it's very far-fetched sounding.
But when, my son, like I said, is into, planets and that kind of thing, and when you see the hundreds of billions of galaxies, you think about how large the Milky Way galaxy is and how insignificant the sun is in the Milky Way galaxy, and then you consider that there's hundreds of billions of galaxies like the Milky Way galaxy.
Sure.
The idea that something couldn't exist that was, intelligent inside that, those other galaxies sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, we have a pretty, we're about a century away from using outhouses. And the suggestion that our understanding of, how quickly a being can travel is complete sounds also somewhat pedestrian.
Yeah.
And so I'm not prepared to rule any of these things out, but I'm often prepared to rule out the sightings of these things. It just doesn't fit into my world. I love the idea, but... I also just don't believe it. And by the way, my dad saw lights in the sky. And I don't really believe in the story either. So, I find it so, for me, I'm really torn on this subject.
Well, I think that it's totally feasible. I think that there might be something neurological about it, too, because people always report these sightings, or a high percentage of these sightings are reported as soon as people wake up or right before they fall asleep. So they could still be in some kind of dream world.
855 453 Free Talk Live. I'm willing to hear your alien story. 855 453.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonies. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brett.
That's right. We're live on a Saturday night. I know you're not used to live radio programming, especially talk on a Saturday night. But we're here. And we're brought to you by the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is a movement that is now three-quarters of the way of collecting 20,000 people who have stated their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And if you're tired of the constant growth of government and its intrusion into your life, sign up now at freestateproject.org. I moved several years ago, and I'm delighted I did. Brett, you moved too?
Yeah, I moved in 2007. Now, I was a New Hampshire native, Mark, but I left in 1995 to go to college, and then I lived in Vermont, New York, and Massachusetts, and I realized I'd been gone long enough. I signed in 2007 and moved back shortly after.
Very good. Well, let's go to let's go to Skype. I told folks that they could call in on Skype, and I'm not the greatest technical wizard, so if I failed here, I want everyone to know it's my fault and not Will's. Will, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Yeah, I hear the audio sounds great, Will. Thanks. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to mention a couple of names as far as revolutionary education ideas, the type of education that you are talking about, where we don't imprison young minds but free them.
Mm-hmm.
And the two names I want to mention are historical. One is A.S. Neal, who is in England, who established a school called Summerhill, which is still in existence, and it's run by his daughter. And the other is a man by the name of Janusz Korczak. And Janusz Korczak was an educator who was in Warsaw, Poland during the war and was put in the ghetto, in the Jewish ghetto, imprisoned there, and ended up marching out with his young students to be taken away and murdered by the Nazis. Mm. Janusz Korczak had a school in the Warsaw Ghetto that was run by the students and was entirely empowered by the students. The students put out their own newspaper. They made their own rules. They regulated the schools. Everything was student-centered, and students studied what they wanted to study, very much like Summerhill. Both of these men had very similar ideas in education, and they were totally dedicated toward freeing the minds of their students.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me, when you mentioned the newspaper, I was a classroom teacher in a private school that was pretty restrictive in many ways, and what I didn't have was training, or the, you know, I'm using air quotes on training. I was in the process of getting a graduate education at the time, but I hadn't had, I think, my instincts for what was right and what was wrong as far as the treatment of other people trained out of me yet. I wasn't willing to, and I tried this, well, for several months. I was a teacher, and what I was supposed to do was have everybody sit in their desks, and we were going to read out of a book called Holes, and then I was going to have them write papers about it, and it was a massive failure. And it was after a couple months where I just scrapped an entire curriculum that I was supposed to be following. Again, and, you know, it wasn't because I was an education visionary. It was just I hadn't had that impulse for what I thought would be educational and enjoyable schooled out of me yet by a graduate program. So we started a newspaper. We did this life skills curriculum, and that was totally alien to everything that school was supposed to be, but it totally changed the environment in which I was working, and it was a much better experience, not just for me, but for the students as well. So I think that's great to hear about these stories. And honestly, one name that I've never even heard of before. I'm familiar with Summerhill, but I'm not familiar with this other gentleman. So
Janusz Korczak, if you go to, for example, at Yad Vashem, there's a memorial to him, mm-hmm. where it's a life-size or more great, bigger than life-size statue of him surrounded by his students. He was actually given the option of not going with his students because he was, believe he was only part Jewish, and the Nazis were going to allow him to stay in the ghetto for at least for that period of time until the ghetto was totally destroyed and everyone killed. And he chose to go with his students.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a great story. It's just it's good to hear that these
individual
ideas have been occurring in different places at different times throughout history.
Yeah.
Well, William, I really do appreciate the call. Thanks so much for calling in and talking to us about
this. Thank you for your program.
Thank you, William. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, and you can call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our handle there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another school, I thought he was going to mention this, the Sudbury School,
yep.
which is kind of similar to this. And you're often told, what you always hear is, good teachers engage their students. And what's not said about that is how difficult it is with the way that teachers are sort of regimented in what they've got to teach. You've got to teach this, and you've got to teach it this way.
Yeah.
And now go engage the students. And that's a really difficult thing to do when you know, there's no latitude on what you're going to teach, and B, now you've got to engage the students. What are students most easily engaged upon is what they're already engaged in.
Yeah.
And if they're engaged in whatever they're engaged in is worth learning.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I you know, even if the role of school is to give mommy and daddy some time to go work so they can earn money, that's a valid role as long as you're really allowing people to be educated, and many of these, you know, these sort of radical schooling programs have set the kids free to learn things, and it's a real surprise, but young people want nothing more than to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very, very natural, and one of the best ways to help a young person learn is to get out of their way. You know, quit fumbling around trying to think that, you know, they're this inanimate lump of clay that needs to be motivated into enlightenment by some knowledgeable adult. they already have everything they need inside them to become educated, to be led out of the darkness of ignorance. And I really think that young people are learning in spite of school, and school is, you know, jumping in front of the learning parade.
I think really it's school has shown its hand. So, at this point, that's true. Because here in this country, public schooling, which is the most expensive public schools in the world, are turning out students that are on average 20% functionally illiterate. And I can't imagine, if we didn't have school at all, that you would have a much different number. In a world with the internet, in a world with books, where they're completely available, there was a time in human history when people were far less literate. They also didn't have books. You know, books are cheap. They give them away free in the front of the supermarket. I mean, they're just, well, at least at my supermarket, they have free books right there. And they have all kinds of book exchanges and libraries and things. And people can get books. And frankly, I think books are old technology when you're talking about the internet. My son's almost entirely educated himself on the internet. But, I think that it really takes somebody who's had the love of learning kicked into the dirt over and over again to believe that young people don't want to learn. Like, you absolutely have to have been through this regimented government and indoctrination centers that they've got out there in order to believe that kids don't want to learn.
Or you just have to be observing kids who are having school imposed on them, because those will look like people who are not interested in learning, because they're not interested in learning that crap. They're not interested in having absolutely no control over their own lives or their own minds, you know, their own day-to-day experiences. So, if you are observing, it's like the old study Jacques Cousteau said one time, you know, if we only studied marine life in captivity, we'd wind up with some pretty skewed ideas about, you know, what dolphins are supposed to be. And Stefan Molyneux had this example about monkeys. It's like, well, you know, they poop in their food dish and they throw, they bang their head against bars. Well, yeah, that's what they do if they're in captivity. So to think that, you know, these people, these child psychologists or anybody who are pushing this school is good story, if you're only studying kids who are in that form of captivity and talking about how necessary that form of captivity is because look how kids behave while they're in it, you kind of have a circular argument there. So kids do want to learn. If you're observing kids who don't want to learn, it's because they're resisting the routines of school.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.